Besant deploys three rare tools in a fight to cap Treasury yields. Treasury Secretary Scott Besant deployed three distinct policy tools simultaneously: yen intervention, bond sale guidance adjustments, and a public defense of Federal Reserve independence, in what Wall Street is reading as a coordinated campaign to cap long-term Treasury yields. Treasury secretaries typically reserve such simultaneous action for moments of genuine market stress rather than routine management. And analysts are interpreting the operation as a unified push to preserve economic momentum heading into the midterms. The yen intervention, conducted jointly with Japan, cost an estimated $34 to $36 billion, and the yen has already drifted back toward pre-intervention levels. Currency strategists are describing the operation as built to fail on a technical basis, when structural forces such as persistent interest rate differentials are driving a currency move, intervention can slow but rarely reverses the trend sustainably. The bond sale guidance adjustment, signaling changes to the Treasury's debt issuance schedule, is designed to reduce supply pressure on long-term bonds mechanically, though analysts note it helps only at the margin when the market is pricing in broader fiscal sustainability questions. S&P 500 futures stood at roughly 7,786 Monday morning, up fractionally, following the index's best week since April. Bank of America warned equity investors that a Democratic wave in the November midterms could reverse the current bull market through potential reversals on tax policy and regulatory rollbacks. The bank's midterm forecasting, like most such calls, carries a mixed track record. Technology sector volatility has reached levels that analysts are comparing to dot-com era extremes, prompting rotation into European equities, which have outperformed U.S. tech on a risk-adjusted basis when accounting for intraday swings. Today's leading AI names do have actual revenue, customers, and infrastructure, unlike the 1999 to 2001 period. But the speed with which valuation premiums are collapsing and recovering is described as rhyming with the patterns of 2000. California nurses' unions endorsed a billionaire tax as high-wealth residents continue leaving the state, capturing a live policy tension. Unions argue wealth concentration requires redistribution, while wealthy residents argue punitive taxation accelerates the very flight that erodes the tax base. Both dynamics can be simultaneously true, and every other high-tax state is watching California run the experiment.